Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day 6 of the Paperless Office Makeover. Today we're going to talk about scanning and digital file formats. Now, when you first heard about the Paperless Office Makeover, you probably thought a little bit about taking everything that you currently have in hard copy and getting it into an electronic form. And that probably sounded like a pretty daunting prospect. So far in the challenge, you haven't heard me talk much about scanning and you haven't heard me recommend completely eliminating paper. What we want to do is we want to deal with paper less, not deal with no paper at all. So not everything that you currently have in hard copy needs to be digitized. It doesn't necessarily need to be scanned for you to deal with less paper. But if you do need to digitize something, you have great options, even if you don't have a scanner. Now, first of all, let me say, if you are looking to buy a scanner, I would highly recommend getting one that will take a stack of paper. It has a sheet feeder that will scan both sides of your documents, because often you're going to find your documents are double-sided. And if you want to scan an entire stack of paper, it's very cumbersome to recombine the pages in the correct order. So if you are getting a scanner, look for one that can do duplexing, that can do double-sided scanning. I've had a Brother scanner for a number of years, and it's been quite good. But you don't need a scanner to digitize documents. You have a smartphone, most likely, and that smartphone probably has a very good camera on it. And there are apps for your smartphone that can do an excellent job of converting a photograph that app takes into a digital document, like a PDF. The app that I currently recommend is called ScanBot. ScanBot is about $1.99, and there are lots of other scanning apps out there that can create PDF files, but what ScanBot really does well is it allows you to upload automatically to a cloud-based service. Now, the two cloud-based services that I recommend uploading your documents to through ScanBot are Dropbox, which is probably going to be your best option if you want to create PDF files, and Evernote, which is probably going to be your best option if you just want everything to be searchable. Now, ScanBot doesn't do optical character recognition, so it won't read the words inside of your documents, but Evernote will. So if you save your files to Evernote, if you save those scans into your Evernote account, everything will become fairly searchable, and that's pretty cool. So when you're deciding whether to digitize something, whether to scan it, think about the cost in terms of your time. How much time is it going to save me to take pictures of every page of this document? And what are the benefits going to be? And then think about the format you want it in, whether you want a PDF file that's in a certain folder, or whether you want it to be something that's searchable, in which case you can have ScanBot save it to your Evernote account. So that's it for day 6 of the Paperless Office Makeover. I'm Justin Bader, and I'll see you tomorrow.